What's up, y'all? It's me, Keisha Boston from The Keisha Boston Show, your podcast giving you the best in self-help, which comes in the form of short, funny, entertaining podcast episodes. Thank you so much for rocking with your girl. This is my second time doing this because I did it and it saved and it went somewhere else and I don't have like time to be trying to figure it all out because in real time it's 12:11. But I want to just share this with y'all. So I have a plant. When I got it, I just like the color of it. Like, green's my favorite color, but it had a really good green to it. Now, needless to say, okay, I'm going to own up to my mistakes. I got trifling this summer and wasn't really warding it as I was supposed to water it. And so, you know, I downloaded the ad, was like, what's wrong with my plant? And it was like, you got a water issue. And I was like, I need to be consistent with watering. But what ended up happening, because I wasn't watering it like I should have, my leaves started to die. And they weren't dying like the whole leaf. They weren't falling. It was like half or 75% of the leaf was turning brown. And so I researched what to do, and people were like, don't do nothing, keep it like that. So I'm like, okay. So then I start watering the plant, I'm watering it, and I'm looking at the plant like, yo, you still got these brown edges. Like, I don't know what to do with it. So I read I was supposed to give the plant coffee. So, you know, I made coffee, gave it to the plant and everything. And I look up what to do with the leaves again. And somebody said, if you have brown leaves, just cut it off. And I was like, what? It's like, this is contradictory to the advice I've got before. And this is what got me. She said, you need to cut the leaves off because the plant is going to waste its nutrients going to this leaf. And I was like, wow. I was like, that's crazy. So I was watering it. And watering it in hopes of restoring it. But once a leaf dies and turns brown, it's not necessarily coming back. And so what I had to do was I had to cut them off. I had to pretty much cut the dead the leaves with the deadness on it. And right now my plant look a little young, look a little sick. But the thing is that I know that in the middle it has new growth and it produces new leaves. So the plant is going to come back. And what I had to decide was, and what I had to choose was, I wanted my plant to be healthy. That was the important goal. Now, what might this have to do with you? Think of your life. Think of situations where you holding on to stuff. It's not completely dead. It's showing some signs of life. And, you know, you can stunt with it and be like, oh, she good. This look good. But it has some signs of deadness on it. And we keep trying, and you keep trying to water it and fertilize it and put it in the sun and nurture it and make excuses for it. Shine it up, buy a new one, iron it out, whatever. Like, you keep letting this thing hold on, and at the end of the day, you're wasting your nutrients. And so what's even more important is for you to cut it, because when you cut it, the whole plant, who is striving, the rest of the plant that's healthy can get what it needs and it will produce more. So I hope y'all thought about some stuff and that thing really, really hit to you and hit home, because that made me think for like 2 days, like, wow, man, that's crazy. Really made me do some self-evaluation. But y'all, listen, thank you so, so much for rocking with me. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, hit me up, slide in the DMs, share this podcast, y'all. Y'all have a good one. I'm Keisha Boston. Deuces.